Stream Live. It's Delta Panthers Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to the Panther Den as the girls look to remain undefeated in the 4A Western Slope League. I'm Mark Cantor, and after their domination against Rifle on Tuesday, the girls are looking to keep on rolling here against the Moffitt County Bulldogs. Skyly Huff and Tatum Miller each had 9 points in the victory as Breezy Huff and Taylor Summers had 8 and 7 rebounds respectively. Moffitt County is 5 and 6 and coming off a 36-29 home loss to Summit last night. This team is led by seniors Caden King and Lizzie LaWarn. King averages 12 points and 6 rebounds a game, while LaWarn averages 8 points and 12 rebounds a game. I'm going to take a break, and after the break, you'll hear from head coach Kyle Crowder. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Sorek, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
Kyle, you guys are now above 500 at 6-5, and more importantly, undefeated in league. You had a cakewalk against Rifle on Tuesday, beating them 50-9, although it didn't start out that way. Tell me a little bit about the first quarter of that game.
You know, we came out, we were a little bit flat. We executed well, but we just didn't convert on the offensive end. You know, and I mean, my girls are smart. They kind of know the situation with a lot of these teams. So, I mean, we maybe weren't as focused as we needed to be, but you know, this team, they take a little bit to get going, but once they get that momentum going, they don't let up. And, you know, we can wear teams down, even against good teams. I mean, we're going to wear teams down eventually. In the second half, we're going to have a lot of picks up in most games.
Yeah, once you guys got things locked down, it was a boat race, and Kylie Huff once again filled the stat sheet. But other girls contributed as well, like Tatum Miller and Breezy Huff.
Yeah, again, you know, we've got a lot of kids on this team that can do a lot of things, you know, not only just, you know, scoring, you know, so many people just look at the scoring and, you know, these girls are doing a great job, assists and blocks and, feels, I mean, like you said, they're filling the stat box, and, you know, that makes us, you know, a very dangerous team because we have a lot of kids that can do a lot of things that we can play pretty much any position. So, you know, really proud of those girls. They coming in and, you know, carry them at the end of the game almost every time. You know, she has 10 or 12 points, and she kind of does it quietly, but then she's doing all those other things. And, you know, Breezy's kind of the same way. She struggled a little bit offensively, but she does so much for us on the other end. You know, she's just a great kid to bring off the bench, and she gives us really quality minutes.
So you got Moffitt County this afternoon. They're always tough, very physical, always a physical team. But they barely beat Rifle in the tournament before the holiday break and suffered a close loss to Coleridge a couple weeks ago. What are you expecting from the Bulldogs today?
You know, I know they got their best girl back. She's been hurt and out. So I know that gives them another dimension. I think their biggest struggle right now is scoring, and we tend to do that to a lot of teams anyways with our defense. So, I mean, if we can go out there and control her, you know, kind of just keep track of where she's at, she's going to get some shots up. And then just play great defense all the way around, I think that we're going to have a great opportunity. And if we continue to play great defense, it's going to lead to good offensive opportunities. And if we can push tempo, I think we're definitely going to get kind of everything that we want tonight.
I know there's still a lot of season left, but the girls feel like they're starting to hit their stride. I know there's still a lot of work to do, but where do you feel the team is at this point in the season?
I feel like that we're in a good place, but there's still a lot of upside. I mean, I know that we can be a little bit cleaner, and there's a lot of places that we can just be better. I mean, we're still turning the ball over 25 times a game against teams that we shouldn't be. So, you know, cleaning some of those up, I mean, that converts into more offensive possessions and more scoring. And you know, I think this team could consistently score 60 a night if we would push tempo a little bit better. So you know, definitely on that end, defensively, we're really starting to hit our stride, though. I feel like that we're working together. There's just a lot of chemistry that's been built in the last 3 weeks. So I feel like we're definitely going in the right direction, but definitely there's some upside still with this team.
Great. Thanks, Sal. Good luck today.
Thank you, Mark.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. We'll take a look at the lineups for both teams now. Starting with the non-starters for Delta. Once again, Coach Kyle Crowder pulling a couple of girls up from the JV squad to swing varsity that normally don't have that opportunity. One of those is number one, junior Randy Ulberg. The other bench players, number three, sophomore Paige Kaymeyer. Number four, junior Bailey Wilson. Number 13, sophomore Breezy Huff. Number 15, junior Braden Ulberg. And number 23, sophomore Avery Frazier. One of those other swing players today is number 24, freshman Lily Nelson. Lily actually getting this opportunity to swing up quite regularly. And Paige Kaymeyer, also one of those JV players that swings varsity, and she's actually listed on the girls' varsity rosters. So look for her later on in the season, maybe not to swing and just become a permanent member of this roster. The starters for Delta tonight, same as they've been in the all-season, senior Aubrey Frazier, she's number two. Number 10, senior Ellie Ames. Number 11, junior Kylie Huff. Number 12, sophomore Taylor Summers. And number 14, junior Tatum Miller. Taking a look at the lineup for Moffitt County. The non-starters. Number one, Mina Tucker. Number three, senior Jaden Vasquez. Tucker's a sophomore, by the way. And Jaden's is actually a starter, so we'll hit her, get back to her in just a minute. Other non-starters, number 10, junior Taya Miller. Number 20, sophomore Taylor Hume. Number 21, senior Sadie Milanich. Number 23, Katie Jo Knez. And number 33, Brooke Wheeler, the starters now. Number 3, senior Jaden Vasquez. Number 5, Lizzie LaWarn. Number 11, Quincy Lowe. Number 12, Dayton King. And number 30, Emma Tucker. So we'll take another break before the tip-off of this girls' game. And after the break, hopefully have that Soccer Time tip-off for you. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Online.
Then a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryder has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacy Kunicki of the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy Kunicki of the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, stringy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, But it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Finishing up the national anthem here in the Panther Den at Delta High School. It's not quite time for tip-off yet, but we are getting closer as Paul Sheen will introduce the lineups now for both teams. So we'll leave it right here. And this Delta Panthers squad, as Coach Kyle Crowder said in his interview, really starting to come together. There are some improvements, you know, mainly cleaning up the penalties and turnovers, and which is natural. But, you know, this team is really a lot different than the teams that Kyle has coached the last several years. Obviously, the last few years, Eric Acuda has been, you know, the focal point of the offense. And, yes, other girls contributed quite a lot. But, you know, the offense ran through Eric Acuda. And with her graduating, these girls have had to find a new identity, and I think they have. You know, Ellie Ames averaging close to 9 assists a game. She is the master distributor of that basketball and does a good job of understanding Kyle Crowder's offense and running Kyle Crowder's offense. She makes good decisions. She distributes the ball well. You know, Kylie Huff has really come on here this season as the leader in stacking stats, if you will. She is averaging, I think, about 8-9 points a game now, and a couple of rebounds, a couple of steals. You know, really filling that stat sheet and becoming that role player on this team. And, you know, you look at some of the other girls, Taylor Summers, who I think we had we have high expectations for this season. I know that Coach Crowder definitely does, that the rest of this Delta Panthers coaching staff, you know, Harold Clay and Kaylee Fuller and Taylor, you know, I think is pressing quite a bit and is really not found that comfortableness on the court to put these other girls may have shooting right now, but of course that will come, I think, with time, as she just keeps playing and keeps shooting. And you look at the bench of this team, you know, everybody's got a role on this team. You know, the bench players on this team, Avery Frazier, Brayden Allberg, you know, the younger girls that are coming off the bench now, and Bailey Wilson, they all come in. They all have gotten significant minutes this season and have really played a key role to the team's success so far after the holiday break. Another girl I didn't mention, Tatum Miller. You know, she was a starter last year, I believe, and she's kind of an unsung player on this team right now. She's a gritty player. She goes out and, you know, she gets 8-10 points a game. She has 2 or 3 boards a game. She's there on defense with steals, and, you know, she's just an all-around good player that we really haven't talked about a whole lot, but she is a key player on this team as Ames and it looks like LaWarne jumped for the ball. Delta controls the jump, and Kylie Huff will put Delta on the board here early, 2-0. Bulldogs work it inside now, back out. Tucker back into King, who is going to draw the foul. It'll be the first on Summers. So Caden King to the line for 2 Modern Appliance Company free throws. Once again, the tip-off today, sponsored by Taco Time, as
King misses the first. And she'll make the second. So Delta maintains their lead here. The one-point advantage is Delta quickly gets it up the court underneath the Frazier. Aubrey back out to Miller. Tatum now looks to drive. Steps back out. They work it back into Frazier. Frazier can't handle it. Has it stolen. And then stolen back by Summers. Can't get the shot to go, but she's going to go to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throw. That'll be the first foul on LaLorne. Taylor will clunk it off the back iron. No good. And she can't get the bounce on the second, but Huff gets the rebound. Kylie gives to Ames. 15-footer, no good, and rebound by the Bulldogs. Has it knocked out of bounds from behind by Miller, but the Bulldogs maintain possession. Inbound goes to Bo in the backcourt. Delta with the steal. Miller on the other end can't get it to go off the glass. Summers with the rebound shot, no good. And now Kylie Huff and Aubrey Frazier comes up with the steal. Delta back on the other end, moving right to left. Huff with the ball in the right corner. They work it in to Summers, and they're going to say a charge. I didn't see any contact there, but that'll be actually, they're going to call it on Frazier. And the Bulldogs going to call a timeout here with 6:51 left in the first. Delta with a 2-1 lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday, you've tried the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers and Sports.
Mark Danner back with you at Delta High School. The girls have a 1-point advantage, 2-1 here with 6:51 left in the first. Coming off the Moffitt County timeout. Moffitt County will end up bound from under their own basket. Delta, it's a 2-3 zone on the other end. Lowe brings it up. They work it into the right corner, and Tucker back around now. Far side of the court. Now back to the top and Lowe. Lowe dribbles in. 10-footer. Rims in and out. Rebound Ames. Delta back the other end. Ellie's going to take it. Nope, kicks it out to Miller. Miller from the left side. Dribbles in the lane. Has it knocked away, but Summers comes up with a jumper. No good off the back iron. Rebound Frazier. Frazier into the hands of Miller. Miller now runner in the lane is good. Delta now with some 1-2-2 zone pressure here. They work it into the hands of Lowe. Do the Bulldogs. Shot no good. Rebound by Huff. So it'll be the first foul on Vasquez, and Delta has possession. Ames running point once again to the top of the key. Over to Huff on the right elbow. Back around to Miller for three. It's no good. Rebound Delta as Frazier gets the foot back. Aubrey's first bucket of the game. More zone pressure from Delta. And they almost got beat on the other side of the floor as they let Moffitt County get behind him instead. Moffitt County going to throw it out of bounds. And turnover back to Delta. Ames over to Miller. Miller left elbow back to Ames at the top. Ames to Huff. Huff now dribble drive baseline. Runner no good.
Rebound by Moffitt County. Bulldogs now up the near side. That's going to be low. Has her pass intercepted by Frazier. Ames dribbles inside, kicks it out to Huff. Huff now to the baseline and Summers. Summers now back out to Ames. Ames to Miller just inside. The arch shot is good for two. Another assist for Ames. That's actually her first of the game. And foul going to be called here on Delta. It'll be on Huff. Delta with an 8-1 lead here with 4:52 left in the first. Crawford County on the perimeter. Low. So Wheeler now inside into traffic. Now back out to Low for three. It's good. So a 4-point advantage for Delta. 4:35 left in the first quarter. Delta leads 8-4. Ames over to Huff on the right side. Back to Ames. Ames, one dribble. Now Miller, left elbow. They work it into Summers. Summers in the paint. Shot. They're going to say no good. Lane violation by Delta. Turnover back to the Bulldogs. Half-court pressure now, or full-court pressure coming from Delta now. The Bulldogs get it across the time stripe and then nearly throw it away. Instead, they're going to stay out of bounds as the Bulldogs player, I think that's Lowe, tries to make the save. So another turnover. Coach Crowder having a discussion with one of the officials here with something I think he sees that he doesn't care for. We'll see what happens from there. Summers just inside the arc from the left side, rims in and out. That looked like a foul to me, but it wasn't called on as Frazier got hit when she went for the shot instead. Bulldogs get the ball back. Right corner. They kick it in to LaWarn. Shot's no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County. Nina Tucker will check into the game for the Bulldogs. Delta still with their starters on the floor with 3:48 left in the first. 8-4 the lead. Ames calls out the play as she brings it across the time stripe. It's over to Huff. Huff on the right elbow. Huff now dribbles back to the top to Ellie. Ellie from the left elbow. Ames underneath the Summers off the glass. It's good. That's Taylor's first bucket. More pressure from the Panthers. Bulldogs get it across. They work it over in the right corner. And Tucker, three ball, no good. Rebound by Lowe. Now back around the perimeter. Tucker inside the Lowe. And that's LaWarn. Shot's no good, but foul going to be called on Huff. It's her second. 14 fouls for the Panthers, only two for the Bulldogs. LaWarn's first Modern Appliance Company free throw bounces off to Sean Iron, no good. Get some substitutions for the Panthers now as Breezy Huff checks in for Bailey Wilson, as does Bailey Wilson. Kylie Huff and Miller will check out for now. And LaWarn able to rattle that one in. So Delta with a 5-point advantage now. Huff to Ames. Back to Huff. Huff loses the handle. Gets it back. Now throws this one away as I believe that is Lowe coming up with it. Make it LaWarn. Back out to King. Three ball no good. Rebound Summers. Summers up ahead to Frazier. Now back out to Wilson. Just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound Huff. Breezy puts it back. That's her first bucket. Delta leads 12-5. As the three ball by, I believe that's King in the left corner. They're actually going to call that just two. It's 12-7 Delta. Wilson. To Ames. Ames to Huff. Huff looks to drive. Kicks it over to Ellie. Nope, has it knocked away. Loose ball. Wilson picks it up. Wilson looking to do something with it. And she'll throw it away, trying to get it to King. to Frazier inside. Avery Frazier will check in for Summers now. Frazier sisters on the floor at the same time. There's Delta with a 2-2-1 zone as Moffitt County able to get by it. King, turnaround jumper, no good from the baseline, and Frazier Aubrey comes up with the rebound. Works it up ahead before quickly. Ames in the lane, now underneath to Allbird, shot no good. Excuse me, that was Avery Frazier with the shot that bounced off the backboard. The jump ball going to be called now. As we get more substitutions, Kylie Huff back into the game, and it looks like we're going to get a timeout by Moffitt County. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Montana, happy to be with the Panther Net, Delta Leafs 12-7. With 1:43 left in the first. Panthers have the ball coming out of the Moffitt County timeout, and that is incorrect, so Moffitt County will have the ball coming off of the timeout. Lowe brings it up. She works it in. That's Ashley Tucker. Tucker kicks it out to the other Tucker. That's Emma Tucker. Emma Tucker gets it back. Three ball, no good. Rebound, tough. Jump ball, forced, and Delta will have possession. Wilson runs the point, gets it ahead to Kylie Huff. Now around the perimeter to Breezy. Now back to Kylie. Kylie has her shot blocked out of bounds. Kylie was all alone when she got the ball, but Moffitt County able to close the distance quickly. Looks like some screen action on the left side is Huff. Tries to get it in. Gets it to Avery Frazier. Frazier back to Huff. Kylie now brings it back right. Now drives the lane. She'll get in the lane and bank it for two. Little short jump shot there. Delta leads 14-7. Less than 60 seconds left as Bulldogs have it on the perimeter. LaWarne, now they work it inside to King. Now the shot back to LaWarne is good. 14-9, Delta. Wilson to Huff, back to Wilson. Back to Kylie Huff, now inside to Allbird. Allbird tries to dribble. She's going to be fouled. So Delta will have possession and take it out of bounds. First foul on Lowe. Kylie inbounds to Wilson. Wilson. Short jumper, 15-footer, no good. I said short, 15, not quite short. As Allbird will get the rebound, putback's no good. Avery Frazier will get the rebound and the hoop and the arms. And Avery hits it off the front iron, gets her own rebound. Gets it back out. Nope, it's going to be stolen by the Bulldogs. As they work it in the paint, shot by Lowe from the LaLorne from the free throw line is good. 16-11 Delta. Kylie Huff tries to get it inside, and it's stolen by King. Pass up ahead to Wheeler now in the left corner. By LaWarne, it's no good, and that's how the first quarter's going to end. Delta leads 16-11. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways.
steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware,
folks. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorum, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to the Panthers. It's getting ready to start the second quarter. Delta leads 16-11. Delta will have Miller, Summers, Braden Allberg, Aubrey Frazier, and Ames on the floor to start the quarter. Moffitt County with possession. Nina Chucker, three ball, no good. Loose ball is going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Kaylin Hume to inbound. Possession King with the inbound. It's going to go inside to King from Smilanovic. Milanovic, excuse me. A foul going to be called on Wilson, Ames. That's Ellie's first. And the first free throw by King is no good. Free throws, of course, sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. King misses the second and a rebound by Ames. Delta up the floor. Miller for three from the right side. Brains it. Tatum's got 5 points on the afternoon. Bulldogs around the perimeter. This one nearly knocked away by Ames. This one knocked away again. Summers comes up with it, up ahead to Miller. Shot no good. Rebound Summers. Put back is good. Summers with 4 points. Couple of rebounds. Around the perimeter go the Bulldogs. King. They're working inside, now back out. This ball stolen by Summers. Taylor over to Miller. Miller off the glass. It's good. Delta leads 23-11, 6:45 left in the half. They work it inside to the Bulldogs. King back out. King looks to dribble drive. Now over to Lowe. Excuse me, that's LaWarn. It's going to go off of her hands and out of bounds. We've got a substitution as Brooke Wheeler checked into the game for the Bulldogs. Kylie Huff will check back in for the Panthers. Taylor Summers will catch a breather. Ames to run the point. Here we go. Top of the key. Over to Huff. Kylie back to Ellie. Ames back to Huff. Kylie works it inside to Avery Frazier. Shot is blocked. It's Aubrey Frazier, excuse me, from behind. They look similar. Ames gets the ball back at the top of the key. Miller's shot is no good off the front iron. Tries to get the ball back. Instead, it'll be picked up by Allberg. They work it underneath the Frazier. Shot is good. Frazier with four. Tucker with the ball. Over to Wheeler. Back to Brooke Tucker. Excuse me, Mina Tucker. They try to work it inside. Huff comes up with the steal, then gives it right back. Wheeler, right side, has it knocked out by Miller. It's like we have a substitution as LaWarn will step back into the game for the Bulldogs. Inbound goes to Tucker. Now to LaWarn. Now to King. Back to LaWarn. LaWarn over to Wheeler. Wheeler back to LaWarn. They work it around. Tucker and now Huff with the steal. Excuse me. Miller with the steal up ahead to Huff. Ames now back to Miller, Tatum backs her way in. Shot's no good, but she's going to go to the line for two. A couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws forthcoming from Tatum Miller. First one from Tatum. Hits the front iron and rolls off the left side of the rim. No good. Ellie Ames and Bryn Nolberg will have a seat. Breezy Huff back into the game, as is Bailey Wilson. Free throw rattles in and out from Miller. Loose ball. And Moffitt comes up with the rebound. Long pass up ahead. Shot is blocked by Huff. Huff up ahead to Breezy. Breezy to Miller, left corner for three. No good. Going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County. Kylie Huff with the inbound. Looking, goes to Breezy. Actually got away from Breezy. Tucker picks it up for the Bulldogs. Shoots from just inside the arc. It's no good, and a foul. Nope, they're going to call jump ball as Frazier came up. Tried to come up with the rebound. Delta will have possession. 4:51 left in the first half. Delta leads 25-11. Miller brings it up, gets it over to Kylie Huff. They try to work it underneath to Frazier. Back out. This one kept from going over the midline by Huff. Gets it to Miller, right corner for three. Wilson shot no good. Huff with the rebound. Kylie's putback's no good. Now Moffitt County with the rebound up ahead to Emma Tucker. They tried to dish it underneath to, I believe, King. And the shot's no good. Delta comes up with the rebound. Inside to Huff, and they turn the ball over. And that's a travel. Not call. Again, they work it inside. LaWarn back out and around. King, left side, shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of LaWarn. Adrie Frazier, Ellie Ames, and Taylor Summers back into the game for Delta. So we've got Miller, Breezy Huff, Ames, Summers, and Adrie Frazier on the court. Miller running point just now. Over to Ames. Ames to Huff. Breezy, no good. And ball's going to go out of bounds off Frazier. Low checks back into the game. King will have a seat. There's actually, she's coming in for Milanich. Delta tries to, Moffitt County tries to work it in. Miller comes up with the steal to Ames. They work it underneath to Miller. Shot's no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County. Delta to inbound. Goes to Miller on the right side. Miller to Huff just inside the arc in the right corner. Shot's no good. That's going to be a rebound by Summers. Foul going to be called on Moffitt County. It's the first on Emma Tucker. Caden King checks back into the game for the Bulldogs. Aims to inbound. Gets it to Summers. Jumper's good. Summers with 6 points. Moffitt County going to call a timeout.
Moffitt County.
And we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality.
We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
We are conducting the first staff, Panthers Z 2711. Hi there, I'm Mark Cantor here in the Panther Den. Delta kind of doing what they do. Started out a little slow, but then got rolling about halfway through the first quarter and continues to do just that. Mossop County will have possession coming out of the timeout right in front of the scorer's table. LaWarn to inbound. Goes to low. Brings it to the top of the key. Low. Over to Tucker. Back to low. Three balls good. 27-14. Delta with the lead. Ames, top of the key, stops. Over to Miller. They work it into Frazier. Avery off the glass, no good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Lowe has the top of the key. Goes over to Tucker. They work it inside, and Breezy Huff with the steal. Up ahead to Frazier. Now Huff's shot's going to be blocked. Vasquez comes up with the ball for the Bulldogs. Around the perimeter. This one nearly knocked away, but that gets it back from Moffitt County. Tucker to LaWarn to Lowe. Now they're working around the perimeter again. Tucker has this one knocked away, but LaWarn's going to pick it up in the lane. The runner's good. 27-16 Delta, 1:52 left in the half. Miller for three from the left elbow, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County. Inbound's going to be knocked away by the Bulldogs and out of bounds. Ames to inbound. Goes to the right side and Frazier back to Ames at the top. Ames spots for three. No good. Rebound Miller. Miller to Ames. Ames now dribble drive. Tries to get it inside to Summers and just throws it over her head. Turnover back to Moffitt County. On the perimeter now. Vasquez to Lowe. Lowe dribbles. Picks it up. Gets it over to Tucker, now they work it inside. Now back out to Lowe for three at the top of the key. No good. Rebound, Miller. She gets it across the time stripe to Huff. Breezy long pass to Ames. Ames works it in to Frazier. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. So Delta maintains possession less than 60 seconds and a half. Comfortable 27-16 lead for Delta. Panthers on the perimeter, Ames right elbow, back in, now running pass to Miller for two. She was just inside the arc. Tatum's got nine. Lowe has it knocked away by Miller, but Lowe's going to get it back in the backcourt. Now she's going to take it, gets it over to Tucker, and it's going to go out of bounds. As the pass goes wide, Delta with just less than 30 seconds left will have possession once again. Aims to bring it across the time stripe. Top of the key. Underneath to Frazier. Avery off the glass. It's good. Avery with 4 points. Lowe's got it. They try to go inside. Frazier with the steal. Miller now up to Breezy. Underneath to Frazier. It's good. Avery with six. And Moffitt not going to be able to get the ball off at the buzzer. So at the half, Delta leads 33-16. we'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear the replay of the interview from last night that I had earlier this week with Delta Panther, Panther Pride Marching Band member Rebecca Gonzalez. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
I'm here with Delta Panthers Marching Band member Rebecca Gonzalez. Thanks for joining me today. What instrument do you play?
I play the alto saxophone.
How long have you been playing in band?
I've been playing in band since I was a sixth grader, and I started off on the clarinet.
Clarinet, and kind of transitioned to the saxophone. What made you change?
I just really loved how the saxophone sounded more than clarinet, and it was a different change from like the normal instrument that I would play.
Okay, very good, very good. Do you participate in the marching band as well as pep?
Yeah, I'm part of the marching band, jazz band, and I do the pep band.
Very nice, very nice. So which do you like the best?
Definitely marching band. It's harder than both of the others I've said, but it's definitely more rewarding.
Very good. Very good. So marching band, you guys play during halftime of the football game.
Yep.
How was that this week?
I think it was definitely a learning experience to help us with our show this year.
Okay. And when you talk about your show, you're talking about the performance for competition.
Yes.
For the marching band competition. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we start off our season in August, actually, with something we call band camp, and then to work away from our movements and moving everything to the actual field instead of just paper.
The competition, where is the competition at?
The competitions are, there's three major ones. First of all, Colorado West, and that's in Grand Junction at Stoker Stadium. And then we have regionals, which is also at Stoker Stadium. And then every year it changes from three major locations, which is Grand Junction at State. Last year we went to Pueblo, and then I think it's Colorado Springs, which is the other one.
Okay. Right now you're doing pep band.
Yes.
During the basketball game. Tell me a little bit about that. How did that come about? I know there hasn't always been a pep band during basketball games. How did that come about, and how is it performing in the gym as opposed to outdoors for football?
Yeah, so it's kind of like our off-season stuff where we just play a lot of the tunes that the audience wants to hear, and it's just an opportunity to liven up the crowd at those games because sometimes it's just so monotone there that they're, maybe we're winning a lot or losing a lot. we just add a little bit of the exciting aspect to it.
A little more flair to the game.
Yeah, you could say that.
Very good, very good. So, the only other thing we haven't talked about is jazz band. Tell me a little bit about jazz band.
Jazz band's just another subcategory of band, of course, and we just focus on, we're a smaller group, and we just focus on jazz.
Very good. And I love jazz. It's very relaxing.
It's definitely different than what you play anywhere else.
Right, right. You know, and it's, to me, it's a different genre of music altogether, but it influences so many other, you know,
for sure.
Blues and rock and country, and I mean, it's
amazing.
Yeah, exactly. So I enjoy jazz a lot. Tell me a little bit about your influences as a musician. Are there other musicians you look up to? Did your parents or family play music? Tell me a little bit about that.
My parents never played music. It started with my older brother, who was part of everything I said today, jazz band, marching band, mm-hmm. cat band, and I kind of looked up to him the most, even though he was a trumpet, and that's what got me into playing on my own and getting lessons out of school, and then moving into middle school, that's when the doors kind of opened so I could actually become more of a musician.
So you're only a sophomore. Where do you look to take your musical career, so to speak? What do you hope to do in the future with your music?
In later years, I hope to definitely in jazz band have more solos, just broaden that spectrum of what I can do. Pet band is just really basic because we're all playing basically the same thing for this last year. And in marching band, which is basically my focal point of starting off as a freshman just in the band, and I want to work up my way through the ranks, having to become a section leader, and then hopefully my senior year become drum major.
Well, very good. I wish you luck in that, and
thanks
for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it.
I really enjoyed this.
Since 1935, Dowd's Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility, along with AWS certified welders, and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here in the Panthers' den at halftime, my there, I'm Mark Stanter, and Delta leads 33-16. Taking a look at some of the first half stats, Tatum Miller, 11 points, has a rebound and a couple of steals. Taylor Summers and Avery Frazier each have 6 points. Summers has, they both have 3 rebounds as well. Summers with an assist and a steal to add to that stat sheet. Ellie Ames doesn't have any points yet, but she has 6 assists and 2 rebounds. Kylie Huff with 4 points, an assist, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. So she's stuffing the stat sheet once again. Aubrey Frazier with 4 points and an assist, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. So Delta basically doing what they do here in the first half. I'm sure they'll continue to do that and look to extend their lead as we get ready to start the second half of play. The Bulldogs will have possession to start. Some last-minute instructions from Coach Kyle Crowder. Delta really hasn't done too bad with the turnovers or fouls in the first half. Nobody in foul trouble. And so I think they look to continue with that as well. Starters back on the court for both teams, I believe, as Lowe will bring it across the time stripe for the Bulldogs. Lob pass to nobody. I'm not sure who she was passing to. I didn't even see anyone trying to cut in that direction. But Maupin County opens the second half with a turnover. Ames will bring it across the time stripe for the Panthers to her right. Now back left. A little crossover. They go underneath the Huff, who is cutting. Kylie back out to Summers. Summers baseline runner good. Summers now with eight. Moffitt now moving right to left. Delta left to right. This one's going to be knocked away by Ames, but out of bounds. Bulldogs lob inbound to King. King underneath the basket. Turnaround jumper off the mark. Rebound Summers. Taylor's fourth board of the night. Ames with the ball over to Huff on the left side. Huff now dribble drives in the lane. Little soft floater, little too hard, not good. And a rebound to the Bulldogs. King up ahead to low. Shot is no good. Delta comes up with the rebound. Summers tries to get it up ahead to Huff. Instead, Frazier comes up with it. Aubrey's got six. Low over to Tucker in the corner. No good. Shot was blocked by Summers, I believe. Ames has the ball now, trying to back her way into the lane. Gets it over to Miller. Miller to Huff. Actually, that was Summers to Huff. And Miller with the bucket. 13 points for Tatum now. And Moffitt County going to call a timeout as Delta started the second half on a 6-0 run. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Gannon back with you here in Delta. 6:18 left in the third. Delta leads 39-16. They've opened up the second half. 6-0 run. Bulldogs will have possession coming out of the timeout here. I think they'll inbound in front of the scorer's table. Delta still has their starters on the court. Inbound goes to low, low. Over to Vasquez, back to low. They work it inside the King, back out to low, low. To Vasquez, right corner and Tucker. Now inside to LaWarn. Shot from free throw line, no good. LaWarn gets the rebound, kicks it back out to Vasquez. Vasquez to low, working around the perimeter. This pass going to be intercepted by Huff. Huff goes to her left hand. She'll be fouled and she goes for the shot. She'll go to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throw.
Hold on, we're going to be fouled on the left. First
one from Huff is good. And she'll bring the second as well. Kylie with six, Breezy Huff, and Avery Frazier check back in as Aubrey Frazier and Taylor Summers will take a break. Delta in their 2-3 zone is Low brings it across the tying stripe. Puts it over to Vasquez. Back to Low. Long pass to LaWarn. Now they try to go inside to King, and Buff comes up with the steal. It's Kylie. Gets it to Miller. Over to Breezy. Breezy. Back out to Miller. Miller tries to go to Huff at the baseline, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. So, turnover by the Panthers. Goes to Tucker. Now they go to LaWarn in the paint, and that's got, actually, I think, are they going to call that on the floor? I think they will. It's going to be a foul on Avery Frazier. Nope, it's on the shot. So LaWarn will go to the line for two, Modern Appliance Company free throws. It'll be the first foul called on Frazier. That'll be the first point of the second half for the Bulldogs. Delta starting on an 8-0 run. Second shot, no good. Rebound by Breezy. Huff up ahead to Miller. Miller saves it back to Breezy. They go underneath to Huff. Kylie, and then that one's knocked out of bounds. Delta with possession. Ames. Lob in to Frazier. Avery can't get it to go off the front iron. Gets the ball back. She's going to travel. Turnover back to the Bulldogs. 41-17 Delta. 5:03 left in the third. Low with the ball for the Bulldogs. Tries to go to Vasquez. Huff knocks it out of bounds, but before it goes out, she throws it off of Vasquez. So turnover back to the Panthers. Ames across the time stripe as she takes the inbound in the backcourt. Ames dribbling to Huff on the left elbow. They work to Miller, who's cutting. Shot is blocked, but Frazier gets it back. Avery to Ames. Ames now is going to, no foul, going to be called on King as she went through Kylie Huff in the paint to get the ball. Delta will have possession. That'll be the first foul on King. Second team foul on the Bulldogs. Delta's only got one for the half. Delta looks to set it up. Here they go inside to Breezy. Huff shot, no good. Kylie cleans up the mess. Gets the rebound and the bucket. Bulldog on the perimeter now. Low, right elbow. Over to Vasquez for three from the left side. Excuse me, the right side, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. And the possession back to Delta. Looks like we're going to have substitutions. Wilson and then Braden Alberg in for the Panthers. Substitutions for the Bulldogs as well. As it looks like Katie Jo Kinez comes in. Brooke Wheeler as well. We also get Smilanich back in for the Bulldogs. As Delta looking to run a play here. Breezy Huff. This is to Kylie. Kylie now runs the lane. Picks it out to Albert, back into Kylie, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Breezy, put back, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. Puff underneath the Albert. Gets it to go. Breezy picks up and assists. First bucket for Brayden. Back on the other end for the Bulldogs as LaWarn gets it on the left corner for three. It's good. 45-20. Delta still with the lead. 3.5 left in the third. Wilson to Huff. Kylie. Back to Wilson at the top. Now a dish to Kylie. Kylie to Alberg underneath. Can't get the shot to go. Gets the rebound. Put back, no good. But Braden's going to go to the line for two. Free throws, sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. First shot, no good from Albert. She'll drain the second, though. Braden with 3 points today. The Bulldogs quickly up the court. They're on the perimeter here. Working it around. They work it inside Little Warren. Now underneath, that pass intercepted by Albert. Back up ahead to Wilson. Wilson to Breezy Huff in the left corner. Huff almost has it knocked away. Now underneath to Frazier. Albert from the baseline is still. Albert with five. They work it into LaMorne again. Back out. Shot from Kinez. No good. Rebound by King. King in the paint. Nope. Stolen by Huff into the hands of Adrie Frazier. Up ahead to Breezy. They go underneath to Kylie Huff, who's fouled on the shot. First one rattles in for Kylie. Green shirt is sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. And Kylie Green's the second. She's now got 10. Taylor Summers will check in for Huff. 2-3 zone for the Panthers as the Bulldogs bring it up the court. King in the left corner gets it to Tucker, who loses it, but now they work it back around to LaWarn. LaWarn and Mina Tucker now at the top. Over to Kinez. Kinez pivots, pivots. Now inside to King, who has her pocket picked by Albert. Actually, that was Milanich with the pocket being picked. They work it inside to Summers. Off the glass, it's good. Taylor now with 10 points. Kinez dribbles now. They work it in to Smoranich. Underneath, reverse lay-in is good from King. And Delta with a 30-point advantage, 52-22. Adrie Frazier, top of the key, lobs it inside to Summers. As it knocked away, and the Bulldogs get the basketball. King, top of the key, over to Kinez. They work it in at 2 meters. Tucker, Tucker in traffic, loses the ball, now gets it out to Kinez. Kinez, runner in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound, LaLorne. There's going to be a foul called on LaLorne. That'll be her third. Delta will have the ball. 65 seconds left in the third. Delta comfortably ahead by 30. Summers to Wilson at the top. Over to Breezy Huff. Long skip pass to Summers. Jumper is no good from just inside the arc. That's a steal by Wilson. She'll get the ball. Can't get the shot to go. Loose ball. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Up ahead. Now back out. LaWarn announced Tucker at the top. Three ball, no good. Rebound by Albert. Gets it to Frazier. Now Wilson. Wilson across the time. Strike. Breezy Huff. Long skip pass to Albert. Albert to Wilson at the top. Little head fake. Now Albert. They work it underneath the Summers. Turnaround jumper is good. Taylor's starting to get going now. 12 points for her on the day. Milanich inside, now back out to Kinez. She drives baseline, and a foul is going to be called. I think this one will be on Adrie Frazier. It is indeed. That'll be her second. And Kinez will go to the line. Excuse me, this is actually Wheeler to the line. Nope, they're going to say it happened on the floor, and Bulldogs will inbound. Around the perimeter. It goes to LaWarn in the right corner. Shot's no good. And so, at the end of three, Delta leads 54-22. We'll take a break, come back, and see how the final stands to end. We will you're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in baby stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Thick lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
We're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Part of the fourth quarter here, the Panthers down from Montana. Delta leads 54-22. Looks like Delta going to have possession underneath their own basket to start the quarter. Actually, I don't know what I was thinking. It comes in from the far sideline. Ames to Summers. Now Kylie Huff back to Summers at the top. Starters on the court, by the way, for the Panthers as Miller gets to Ames. Lob pass over to Huff. Now Summers. Summers over to Miller for three. No good. Rebound Bulldogs. King. Delta showing some pressure in the backcourt, but Panthers get it over. Now it's stolen by Miller. Miller one-on-one on the other end off the glass is good. Miller with 15. This is what I was talking about before the game. Miller, 15 points on the scoreboard very quietly. He's having a really good game. Also has a rebound and a few steals. Lowe gets it on the left corner. She'll put it up for three and it's good. 56-25, Delta. Ames, top of the key. Over to Miller, right elbow. Skip pass over to Huff, who launches it. Past Summers and to the wall, out of bounds. Low. As they try to work it inside to Smolanich, and Delta comes up with the steal. Miller just inside the arc at the top, shot no good. Smolanich tracks down the rebound. Delta on the perimeter and, Bulldogs on the perimeter and the Bulldogs will call a timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here. As the Bulldogs will have possession coming out of the half. Long pass, going to be knocked away by Ames. Ames one-on-one now underneath to Huff. Huff can't get it to go. Rebound Frazier and a foul call.
Hold on, foul on the
11. Delta with the ball. Inbound goes to Kylie Huff. They work underneath to Frazier. Turnaround jumper. No good off the glass. Rebound, nope, going to be knocked away. Rebound by the Bulldogs. And this one almost stolen by Huff. Kylie working hard up there. Little bump as they come across the time stripe on low, but no foul called. This one's going to be knocked away, and Bulldogs maintain possession. Emma Tucker will inbound for the Bulldogs. Tucker gets it back after the inbound to Lowe. Lowe going to go back to Tucker. Tucker, 15-footer, no good. Rebound Summers. Summers in transition up ahead to Huff. Huff off the glass is good. Kylie with 12, and we're going to get a full line change for the Panthers now as they are up 58-25. Around the perimeter, they work it in to King, now back out to Tucker. Tucker goes underneath to Smolanich, and it's good for two. Aim, cross half court, top of the key, and a timeout called by Delta. We will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here in the Panthers, I'm Mark Tanner. A little more than 5 minutes left in the game. Delta leads 58-27 is Paige K. Myers checked into the game. She goes baseline, shot no good. Rebound, Breezy Huff, and there's the putback. Huff with 4 points now. That's for Warren. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Braden Allberg gets the rebound. And now K. Myers will bring the Panthers back across the time stripe. Bailey Wilson, right elbow now. Tries to work it inside, pass knocked right back to her. They kick it out to Kaymeyer. She goes to Breezy Huff. Huff now top of the key over to Wilson, back to Huff. Huff around to Kaymeyer for three from the left elbow. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Mina Tucker of the Bulldogs. Tucker to Vasquez. Vasquez over to Lowe. Back to Vasquez. They work it around the perimeter. Do the Bulldogs. They go into Smolanich at the free throw line, loose fight for the rebound, and I believe that's Kinez that comes up with it. She'll be fouled on the putback. Actually, that's Brooke Wheeler, so she'll go to the line for two. First foul called on Allberg. First free throw is good. Free throws brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. And Wheeler gets the second as well. Huff to Wilson, back to Breezy at the top. Breezy over to Kaymeyer. Kaymeyer back to Breezy. Now she'll dribble drive. She kicks it out to Wilson. Wilson back to the top of the key. She moves to her right. Now over to Huff. Get pass to Kaymeyer. Kaymeyer jumps up to get that one. Gets inside. Kicks it out to Huff. Jumper's good. Breezy now with 6 points on the day. Delta extends their lead 62-29. 3:30 left in the game. There's, that shot's no good from Breezy, or from the Bulldogs. Allberg comes up with the rebound. Back on the other end, it's stolen by Moffitt County. And now this one's going to be knocked away from LaWarren as she looks, from Lowe as she looks for the easy bucket. And now the JV players check into the game. Randy Allberg and Lily Nelson. So the Allberg sisters on the court at the same time. Bulldogs on the perimeter. They try to work it inside, and that's a steal by Randy Allberg. Jump ball called for, and the Bulldogs maintain possession. Long inbound goes deep. Now they work it inside to Wheeler. Wheeler in the paint, and a foul going to be called as she tried to split through two defenders.
And the foul is on number 24.
Foul's going to be on Lily Nelson, and It'll send Wheeler to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. So she'll miss them both, and Delta comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Kaymeyer. Kaymeyer to Nelson. Around the perimeter, Wilson. Long skip pass to Nelson. Skip pass back to Wilson. Now Kaymeyer at the top. Kaymeyer to Nelson. Nelson. Long pass to Wilson. Wilson now drives. Baseline. Runner. No good. Rebound, Allberg. Randy puts it up. No good. And Wilson gets the rebound. Loose ball. And now the Bulldogs back the other direction. Nelson comes up with the steal, passes it to, well, I think he's trying to go to Nelson. It ends up in the hands of the Bulldogs. And now they're back on their end of the court. Wheeler fights for the ball. Now they work it around the perimeter, work it inside the Wheeler. Now steal by Allbird. That is Braden. And now Kaymeyer gets it to Nelson on the other end. Back to Kaymeyer. Kaymeyer drives. Now kicks it out to Wilson. Back to Kaymeyer at the top. Kaymeyer over to Bailey. Wilson inside to Braden. Now back out to Wilson. Kaymeyer drives over to Randy Allberg, and a foul going to be called. I think that's going to send Randy to the line for 1-1, as it looks like Delta's in the bonus now. And she'll make the first. Randy's first varsity basket of the game, of her career. And she misses the second. Rebound popped up in the air, picked up by the Bulldog, as they have it on the perimeter. Tucker. They work it to Kinez. Now they go inside to Hume, and she'll have the hoop and the harm. So she'll go to the line for an and one. Drains it. So Delta leads 63-32 with 1:20 left in the game. Kaymeyer tries to drive, now drops it off to Wilson. Back to Nelson at the top. Nelson to Wilson. Wilson off the right elbow. Back to Nelson. Now Wilson around to Kaymeyer. Kaymeyer to Nelson. Nelson goes inside to Allberg. Pivots now into a jump ball situation. Delta maintains possession. Less than 60 seconds left in the game now. Delta's going to win this one. As Allberg goes to Allberg. Braden to Randy. Now over to Wilson. Jumper no good. Rebound Kaymeyer. Now to Nelson inside. Now underneath to Allberg. And Randy to the line again. So, second foul called on Mina Tucker. Randy can't make the first Modern Appliance Company free throw. Misses the second as well. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County. 48 seconds left in the game. Delta, as they said, going to come away with another victory as we get the young players some playing time. Wilson goes underneath to Allberg. Randy can't make the shot. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Tucker into the hands of Smolak. Now they go underneath to Tevez. Shot's no good. Steal by Braden Allberg as Lamontich had the rebound. Kaymeyer to Nelson for three. No good. Rebound, Moffitt County. Bulldogs now with Tucker. trying to get across the time stripe. She does. Tucker to Wheeler, now around the perimeter, back to Tucker for three, no good. Randy Ulberg with the rebound, but Moffitt County is going to, actually they're going to say it's a foul on Hume, so
Randy
Ulberg will go to the line for two. Actually, she's just going for one and one and misses it. Nelson with the steal. And at the buzzer, Nelson will get her first bucket of the game. Delta's going to win 65-32. We'll take a break. Come back with a little bit of postgame before we go to the boys game. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best Olive Bound Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. I'm Mark Chair. Wrapping up the girls' game now. Three girls in double digits for the Panthers tonight. Tatum Miller with 15, Taylor Summers with 12, and Kylie Huff with 12. Kylie also had four rebounds. Summers with seven rebounds. Brianna Huff had 6 points and six rebounds. Braden Ulberg had 5 points and six rebounds. Avery Fraser, 6 points, three boards. Stay tuned. We've got the boys' action coming up next, but when we come back from the break, you'll hear the interview I had with Rob Ames from earlier this afternoon. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete training service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand glassing, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
So, Rob, we had another nice victory last night. I thought the boys played really well against a very game Aspen team.
For sure. Yeah, they're good. They're young. They're going to be good for a while now.
Tucker, finally starting to shoot the ball a little better. He had a really nice game last night.
He sure did. I thought he set the tone early, and then late he had some big rebounds and putbacks that kind of just gave us a little breathing room. So, yeah, I'm real happy with how he played tonight.
And Eric Bear, again, another good game inside.
Yeah, Eric Bear, he's a problem. He's a problem. I'm just glad he's not our problem.
That makes it nice. So, today we've got Moffitt County, and they played last night, so, you know, it's nice to have a back-to-back against a opponent that has a back-to-back. And they always play tough. What do you expect from them?
Well, I would say that they are the closest to a real matchup that we've had for a while. I think they have an answer for us everywhere. They're tough. They're a bunch of football players. They got a good guard play, and they got some really good rebounders. And we're going to have a handful. We're going to have to play better than we played last night if we want to win.
And they're coached pretty well. Their schemes are you know, pretty fluid. So, you know, they've got that going for them as well. So, you know, we're roughly about halfway through the season. We're approaching that. Where do you think the team is right now as we approach the midway point?
Well, I've used the metaphor before, and we're just climbing the ladder. We don't want to skip a rung because we might slip. So we're just taking one rung at a time, and I think we're heading in the right direction. We're getting in basketball shape. We're starting to get offensive confidence, and we're starting to get a little competitive endurance defensively to grind out a long possession and still come away with a one shot, and we get the rebound and go to work.
Definitely seems like things are coming together here as we reach the midway point. So good luck today against Moffitt.
Thank you. I think we're going to need it.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit Hellman Motor Co. or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, drainers, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax.
Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face this to Nikki at the Sunflower to melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Group.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Delta High School as the boys look to keep their winning streak alive here against the Bulldogs. Last night, the boys reported a solid victory, beating Aspen 51-36. The Bulldogs coming off a home win over Summit 53-42, and are led by junior Brian Carlson, who averages 15 points a game. We'll take a look at the lineups now for both teams, starting with your Delta Panthers. Non-starters, number one, sophomore Shea Heim, and number five, junior Clayton Schreier. Number 11, sophomore Jordan Fraser. Number 20, junior Lance Porter. And number 22, sophomore Eric Baer. The starters for Delta, number 2, junior Rylan Bynum. Number 4, junior Brett Leho. Number 10, junior Landon Clay. Number 15, junior Tucker Johnson. And number 21, senior Easton Baer. Non-starters for Moffitt County. Number 2, senior Johnny Lopez. Number 3, senior Court Murphy. Number 10, senior Austin Robinson. Number 23, sophomore Trayson Carlson. Number 15, junior Zaylin Kirby. And number 33, junior Alejandro Tarango. Starters for the Bulldogs, number 5, junior Bryant Carlson. Number 12, junior Hudson Jones. Number 22, junior Evan Beaker. Number 25, senior Bowden Reedhead. And number 30, senior Marcos Romero.
And number 30, Marco.
So, finishing up the lineups here in Delta. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the tip-off brought to you by Taco Time. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Delta Panthers Sports.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So, finishing up the starting lineups here in the gym. And I'll tell you, Delta on a three-game winning streak, I think it's three games. Anyway, Delta really coming together both offensively and defensively, as Rob Ames said in the interview. And, you know, things are looking really good. They continue to go in the right direction. You know, the role players on this team are playing their roles very well as they finish up the starting lineups with the only senior on this team, Easton Baer. And I'll let you know, folks, coming up at halftime, I got an interview earlier with Easton, and we'll have that at halftime of the boys' game here. Getting ready for the Taco Time tip-off as the boys will go through and shake hands with their opponents, as is customary, before the tip here. Looks like Bowden Reedhead will be tipping for the Bulldogs. Easton Bear doing the tip for the Panthers. So we are underway, and it looks like the Bulldogs will control the tip. And it goes all the way back to the end line under their basket, so they'll bring it up now. As Carlson goes to the left, now back to Carlson. Carlson going to drive and will be fouled by Leho as Carlson gets to the lane. So that'll be the first on Brett, and the Bulldogs will maintain possession. Beaver with the inbound. Goes to Reedhead, now back out to Carlson, around to Jones. Jones in the right corner, and Beaver back to Jones. Jones inside to Reedhead, now back out to Carlson. Carlson with a little ball fake over to Jones for three, no good. Rebound by Bynum. Carlson with possession. Bynum to Tucker, just inside the arc on the left side. And that is the first bucket for Delta. Tucker with the bucket. Delta up 2-0. Reedhead around to Beaver. Now Beaver goes baseline. Thought he had his pocket picked and said a foul going to be called on Johnson. Tuck with 21 points last night. Led the way for Delta. They go inbound to Jones. Jumper no good. Rebound by Clay. Lando up ahead to Leho's under the basket. Pivot. And Leho with the bucket. Carlson between the legs now. To Jones. Jones moves to his left from the top of the key. This is to Carlson. Carlson. They work it inside to Beaver. Now back out. Jones. Carlson. Carlson right elbow. Tries to go inside. Floater no good. Rebound Johnson. The ball makes its way into the hands of Clay. Brings it across for time. Strike now. Goes to Leho. Leho, one dribble, now Bynum in the left elbow. Bynum back to the top. Bynum, dribble drive, drops it off to Leho. Leho, will dribble to his right, now gets to Johnson. Deep three, no good. Rebound by Carlson. Bulldogs left to right, Panthers right to left. Jones, back to Carlson. They work it around to Reedhead. Reedhead. To Carlson in the corner for three, and Delta's lead is now just one with 5:35 left in the first. Clay to Leho, to Bynum, Tucker, Johnson, to Bear at the top. Clay for three from the left elbow. That's an air ball, rebound by Carlson, but he'll step on the end line and turn the ball over back to Delta. Johnson with the inbound to Leho for three from the left side. No good. Rebound Romero. And the Bulldogs have the ball. 4-3, the lead for Delta right now. A little more than 5 minutes left in the quarter. Carlson drops it off to Beaver. Long jumper. No good. Rebound Clay up ahead to Leho, who's all by himself on the other end. Leho with four now and a timeout called by the Bulldogs. We will also take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Clyde's Cafe in Delta. Clyde's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is serving. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to the Panthers. Denmark Tanner here with you. As Bulldogs will have the possession out of the timeout. Delta leads 6-3. A little less than 5 minutes left in the quarter. That'd be the first quarter, and Leho comes up with the steal of Carlson. Back on the other end. Shot is good. Leho with six. Carlson with the ball, working on Leho again. Now drives. Kicks it out. Jones ends up with it. Now over to Romero. Romero looks to drive. Baseline now underneath. Off the glass. It's good. 8-5, Delta. Clay across the time stripe. Gives to Leho. Leho to Bynum. Bynum to Johnson. Now back out to Clay. In the tuck. Tuck. Can't get the shot to go, but a foul going to be called on Jones. And Tucker will head to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Gets the shooter's roll on that one. Johnny Lopez checks into the game for the Bulldogs. And Chuck will drain the second. Tucker with four. Delta with a 10-5 advantage. A little more than 4 minutes left in the first. Lopez. Right elbow. This one's stolen by Clay. Clay to Tuck. Johnson has his shot blocked and out of bounds by Romero. Clay to inbound for Delta. Right corner. Leho for three. It's good. Leho with nine in the first here. Third assist from Clay. Carlson puts up a three of his own. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Moffitt County gets it. And Weaver with the putback. 13-7 Delta. Leho again. Same spot for three. It's good. Leho, 12 points, and we still got a little more than 3:15 left in the first. Moffitt County on the perimeter. This one's nearly stolen by Leho. And you can see it coming. Carlson now with the ball. Carlson spots up for a long three, no good. Rebound Lopez, now Romero. Romero baseline, spins, and loses the ball. Bear picks it up, gets it to Leho, dishes up ahead to Johnson, shot no good, fight for the rebound, going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County. Delta with possession, Clay to inbound. Goes to Johnson, Johnson's the bunny is good. Chuck with six. Clay with five rebounds, five assists now, excuse me. Carlson brings it across the time stripe for the Bulldogs. Delta leads 18-7. Gives it to Lopez. Lopez over to Zaylin Kirby. Now they work it inside. Now back out to Kirby. Kirby, they try to go inside. Stolen by Leho. Leho in the lane. Euro step off the glass. Left-hander good. Leho with 14 now. Carlson over to the left side to Kirby, but he's going to step out of bounds on that line on the far side. Delta will come in with some subs. Ryland Bynum, Easton Bear have a seat. Clayton Cryer and Eric Bear into the game. Clay continues to run the point. It's to Leho. Leho to Cryer. Cryer around to Johnson. Johnson to Bear. Bear dishes to Clay. Clay. As that pass knocked away, and Lopez comes up with it, up ahead to Carlson, and a foul going to be called on Delta. It's going to be a block on number 22 there. Will be his first, third team foul for Delta. Moffitt only has one. Inbound goes to Kirby in the left corner. Shots an air ball, and Johnson comes up with the rebound. Johnson to Cryer. Cryer. They try to work it inside to Bear, and that pass gets knocked away, so a turnover back to the Bulldogs. Carlson ends up with the ball in his hand. Carlson, looking on Schreier, outlet to Lopez. Lopez back to Kirby. Excuse me, that's Beamer. Now they try to go underneath, and Lejo's going to come up with the ball. Instead, they're going to stay kicking on Delta. Shea Hine checks in for Landon Clay. That must have just grazed the top of somebody's sneaker because I didn't see it. Lob pass, inbound, and a foul going to be called as Kirby tried to come up with the ball. It'll be on Cryer. Clayton's first. The inbound goes to Carlson as he looks back at the clock. 54 seconds left in the first. Lopez back to Carlson. Carlson loses the handle, gets it back. Now they're looking to trap. Instead, he gets it ahead to Kirby. Now back to Carlson. Carlson in the lane. Hits the lay-in to go. 20-9 Delta. There's 40 seconds left in the first. Cryer to Heim. Heim, left-handed dribble. Now to Tucker. Johnson in the lane. One-hander is scored. Chuck with eight now. Carlson back on the other end. Gets the screen. Now to Lopez on the left side. Back to Carlson. Carlson. Looks to drive in the lane. Drops it off to Beaver. Just in front of the three-point line. And Eric Baer comes up with the rebound. His first board of the game is Lejo. Three at the buzzer, no good, but he had a really good first quarter. 14 points. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Well, Tanner, back with you here at Delta High School. And Delta with a 22-9 lead as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. And a great first half, or excuse me, first quarter for Brett Lejo. 14 points. Landon Clay's already got 5 assists. Tucker Johnson's got 8 points. So Delta rolling here so far. Have themselves an 11-point lead. That's not right. Yeah, that is. Nope, I can't do math. A 13-point advantage, excuse me. Lance Porter into the game now. Gives to Johnson at the top of the key, who raises the 3. Johnson now with 11. Carlson to Kirby. Kirby to Romero. Romero back to Carlson. Carlson with a little bit of a ball fake. Now he passes to Kirby. Kirby with a ball fake. Knocked out of bounds by Johnson. Jordan Frazier checks into the game. For Delta, Hudson Jones back in for the Bulldogs. Tucker's going to catch a breather. Inbound goes to Carlson up the elbow on the free throw line. It's no good. Porter comes up with the rebound. He'll give it to Cryer. Up ahead to Porter. Porter to Heim. Heim stops now to Bear. Eric bats his way into the baseline. Turn around. Pivots now. Tries to go underneath to Frazier, but it's going to be stolen by Austin Robinson of the Bulldogs. Robinson to Jones. Jones to Carlson. Carlson back to Jones. Jones to Romero in the right corner. Drives baseline now into the lane. Runner no good. Rebound by Frazier. Fight for the ball. Jump ball called, and looks like the Delta. Nope, they're going to call a foul on number 25, Reedhead. This pass to Porter stolen by Jones, and he'll convert on the other end. 25-11, Delta with the lead, little less than 6:30 left in the half. Cryer brings it across the time stripe. Gets it out to Heim. Heim at the top of the key, now moves to his left. They try to lob it inside to Frazier, and goes off of Jordan's fingertips and out of bounds. Charleston to bring it up for the Bulldogs. He gives to Reedhead. Reedhead, they work it underneath to Jones, who was cutting from the right side, and starters getting ready to check back into the game. 5:55 left in the half. Delta leads 25-13 as Cryer gives it up to Hines for three from the right elbow. Shot's no good. Rebound by Reedhead. So back the other direction come the Bulldogs. Carlson with the basketball. Carlson back by midcourt, guarded by Cryer. Now he gets it over to Reedhead. They work it into the left corner. Shot no good for three by Jones. Loose ball. Porter comes up with it. Quickly up ahead. Heim has his shot blocked and now picked up by Carlson. Carlson looks to drive and is going to be called for double dribble. Here come the Delta starters. Bear, Clay, Leho, Bynum, and Johnson. Clay with the basketball. Tries to work it inside, and that gets knocked away. Bulldogs have the ball. Carlson comes up with it. Carlson has it tipped away by Clay. And Romero with the basketball. Loose ball. Little collision there underneath, but it's going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County. So Delta going to maintain possession. Or get possession back, excuse me, on the turnover. And Clay has his pass stolen. A little one-on-two. They go underneath to Carlson. He's going to be fouled. Good steal by Robinson. And now Carlson will go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. It's the second foul on Leo. Carlson rins it in and out. He'll drain the second. 4:39 left in the half. Delta leads 25-14. Clay tries to go underneath to Leho, and Robinson again with the steal. Robinson brings it back, goes to Romero in the lane. They kick it back out to Jones for three, and no good. Rebound Romero. He's going to be fouled, I believe, by Bynum, and Romero going to go to the line for two. Shryland's first. 16 foul for Delta, of the Bulldogs only have two by comparison. Romero gets the shooter's bounce and brings his team within 10. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. And he'll get the second as well, and Delta going to call a timeout. And we will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta leads 25-16 over the Bulldogs here with 4:23 left to go in the first half. Coming to you from the Panther Den at Delta High School. Proud to do it. I'm Mark Tanner. Landon Clay brings the ball across the timeline, gets it over to Leho, to Bynum. Bynum drives. Shot is blocked by Romero, and Bulldogs quickly back the other direction. They go in the paint to Romero, kicks it back out to Jones. Now Reedhead back to Jones. Jones takes it back to the top of the key. Jones gets it to Carlson. Carlson guarded by Leho. Now he backs out. Goes over to Reedhead, left corner for three. It's good. 25-19, Delta. Clay with the basketball. Drops it off to Bynum. Bynum directing traffic now. Will dribble. Bynum looking to make something happen. Dishes to Leho. Leho now looks it inside to Johnson. Johnson turned around, one-hander in the lanes. No good. Rebound Moffitt County. Back the other way for the Bulldogs as Carlson looks for dribble drive, splits a double team, drops it off to Robinson. Robinson now to Romero at the top, over to Jones. That's Reedhead, dribbles. Back to Robinson in the left corner. Runner is good. So the baseline runner by Robinson brings the Bulldogs back within four. Clay to Bynum. Bynum to Johnson. Johnson drives, tries to get inside, shots no good, rebound Bulldogs. Jones gets it to Carlson. To Jones, back to Carlson. Now over to Reedhead in the left corner. He kicks it out to Carlson for three, airballs it. And the save made by Romero, but Bear comes up with the ball, Easton with the steal, and Delta now has the possession. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Moffitt County as Delta's trying to get it off the, a foul going to be called as Delta brought it across the timeline. Robinson called with his first. He'll check out as Beaver checks back in. Delta inbounds deep into the backcourt. Clay will bring it back across. To Leho on the right side. He's at the elbow. Now they work it into Johnson. Johnson off the glass. It's good. Tucker's got 13 now. Underneath to Reedhead. Shot no good. Rebound by Beaver. Shot is blocked by Bear. Clay comes up with the ball. He's going all the way. Hook of arm! So Lando to the line for and one, sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Clay's put the Panthers back up by nine. Lando's got three. Carlson with the ball. Over to Jones, back to Carlson. Ball fake. Now he'll dribble. They lob it inside. Now they take it back out to Reedhead. Reedhead to Romero at the top. He'll dribble in. Kicks it out to Jones. Now around to Carlson for three from the left elbow. It's good. Bulldogs back within six. Clay with the basketball across the time stripe. Over to Leho. Leho will dribble. Now they work it into Johnson. Cut. Back out to Clay. Clay to Leho on the right side. Spots up for three. It's good. All day long for Leho, who now has 17. Carlson looks to do it himself. No, he kicks it out to Reedhead. Reedhead now dribbles back. Gives it to Beaver. Back to Reedhead. Reedhead kicks it to Romero in the lane. Shot is good. 33-26 Delta as we have 45 seconds left in the half. Clay to Bynum. Bynum dribbles. Gets in the paint. Shot's no good, but he's going to go to the line for two. A couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws on the way after Bynum's fouled by Jones. It's his second. Two shots. 34.8 seconds left in the first half. Delta leads by 7. And Bynum will clank it off the back iron, no good. Shaheim there, check back into the game for Delta. Vallejo and Tuck will take a seat. Got a substitution for the Bulldogs as well. Kirby back into the game. Bynum can't get the second either. Rebound by the Bulldogs. The Delta's lead remains 7 as Carlson brings it across the time stripe. They work it into Romero. Romero loses the handle, picked up by Easton Bear. Now Heim on the right side, pass to Bynum, left elbow, Bynum to Clay. Clay, lob pass to Heim on the right corner. Foul going to be called on, I believe this is Carlson. Nope, it's going to be Robinson. Again, I'm wrong. It's Kirby. And that'll be the first on him as Cryer checks back into the game for Bynum. Clay to inbound. Goes to Cryer on the left elbow. One dribble. 10-footer. No good. Rebound Bear. Put back good by Easton. That's Easton's first bucket. And that's how the first half is going to come to an end. Delta leads 35-26. We'll take a break. And after the break, you'll hear the interview I had a little earlier on with Easton Bear. You're listening to Delta Panthers Athletics and Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place for the house of hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fight's Cafe in Delta. Fight's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the fresh breakfast from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is serving. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe for Delta County East.
I'm here with Easton Bear, the only senior on the boys basketball team. And Easton had a good game last night against Ash. But how's your senior season gone so far?
It's been good. I mean, it's been fun. It's nice being, it could be better, but I'm happy with the way we're going with it. I mean, I feel like we're on our climb up and couldn't ask for much more than that.
What's it like being the only senior on this team with juniors and sophomores?
Preseason is a little bit overwhelming, I guess, you know, without playing basketball with the guys I've played basketball since 5th grade or whatever with, but it's been good so far. It's fun being able to lead this team and have all these good guys on the team and just being there for them. Couldn't ask for anything better.
And one of those guys is your younger brother, Eric. What's it been like playing with him this season?
It's been so much fun. I mean, I've kind of been dreaming of this for years and years and years, and now that it's actually happening, it's great. It's so fun. It's been watching all my brothers play, and now finally being in there with my brother, it's so much fun.
What's it been like, you know, being, you know, it just seems like year in, year out, and you have a bear on a basketball team with your brothers and your cousins and everything. What's it like coming from a basketball family, if you will?
Well, there's a little bit of almost an expectation, but it's a good expectation. It kind of leads me to play better and be better as a basketball player and even as a person on the court. Just as to play at that higher level that they kind of set for me, and it's good. I like it.
What's the rivalry been like with your brothers?
It's always competitive, no matter what it is, whether it's basketball or just fighting for the last donut after church on Sunday. But it's always been fun and competitive, and lots of love, lots of support, no matter what you do, and especially in sports, they try to support you as much as they can and do everything that they can for you to help you succeed.
As you can tell by looking at me, I know a lot about fighting for that last donut. You are a senior, so what are your plans for the future after high school?
I plan on to go to college, either somewhere in Colorado, I'm not exactly sure, but then after that, or pursue a business degree, and then hopefully open my own business in Colorado someday.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete plane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9StoriesCreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9StoriesCreative.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Kenner back with you at halftime, and Delta leads 35-26. The majority of those 35 points scored by two players, one of which being Brett Laiho, who had 13 points in the first quarter alone. He finished the first half with 17. Tucker Johnson had 13 and a couple of boards. Landon Clay has 3 points. six assists, two rebounds, and a steal here in the first half. Easton Bear, a couple of points. And a couple of rebounds, a couple of steals, and a block. So, productive first half of play by Delta. So, we'll take another break, and when we come back to the second half of this game, you're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Maupin County will have the ball to start the second half. Starters back onto the court for both teams. Inbound goes to Carlson. We are underway. Carlson to Romero in the left corner, back out to, that's Reedhead now, guarded by Bynum. Reedhead picks up his dribble, goes to Carlson. Now they work it in to Jones. Jones steps back out. Now Carlson. Carlson dribbles, drives the lane. Euro step, shot's no good. Rebound Johnson, tough. Bringing it across, up ahead to Leho. Leho with the ball, fake steps into the lane, shot no good. Rebound Bear. Easton with the putback, it's good. Easton with four. Reedhead with the ball, left elbow. Over to Jones. Jones back to Reedhead. Reedhead. Jones. Jones looking back to Reedhead on the left elbow again. Now they try to work it into Romero. Romero drives. Now they go to Jones, right corner for three. It's good. Delta leads 37-29. 6:49 left in the third. Leho dishes to, Clay dishes to Leho. Back to Clay. Clay on the right elbow. They go inside to Leho. He kicks it back out. Clay now drives the lane. Off the glass. It's good. Clay with five. Delta with a 10-point advantage. Carlson gets it over to Jones. Loose ball, stolen. Bear comes up with it. Up ahead to Bynum. Now Bear underneath off the glass. It's good. Easton with six. As Carlson tries to do it all on his own, Johnson comes up with the rebound after the miss shot. Gets it to Bynum. Bynum kicks it back out to Johnson. Tuck steps inside the arc. Now kicks it back out to Clay. He'll hand it to Leho. They'll reset. Clay to Bynum. Around to Johnson. Tuck looking for the pass. They go to Clay. He tries to go quickly underneath the Bear. Knocked away. And the Bulldogs have it once again. Carlson from the right corner, no good. Rebound Johnson. Tuck now with five boards. Delta moving left to right. Leho with the ball on the right elbow. They work it inside to Tuck. Step back jumper, no good. Rebound Bear. He'll be hammered as he goes for the putback, and he's going to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throws.
Sitting on the five, Brian Carlson is first. Team first. Ethan Baird on the line. Two shots.
Easton will miss the first. Substitution as Robinson sets back into the game for the Bulldogs. Easton misses off the front iron again. Rebound by Moffitt County, and Jones will bring it across the time stripe. A little more than 5 minutes left in the third. Delta leads 41-29. Bulldogs on the perimeter now. Reedhead backs up toward midcourt. Picks up his dribble. Bynum has him, and timeout called by Moffitt County. We will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time. Open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
In the Panther den, and Delta leads 41-29 here in the third quarter, 4:49 left. Moffitt County will have the possession coming out of the timeout. And Delta once again putting it together here today, trying to keep a three-game winning streak intact, and so far so good here with this 12-point advantage. See what head coach Mark Carlson has written, gone up here for the Bulldogs. Inbound goes to Robinson in the backcourt. He brings it across, picks up his dribble. He gets it to Romero. Romero now over to Reedhead. Reedhead dribbles, now picks it up. They go inside to Romero. Now try to go underneath to Beaver, and out of bounds it goes. So Delta will get possession. Slay to bring it across the time stretch. This is Talejo. Back to Clay. Clay at the right elbow. Back to Talejo for three. No good. Loose ball picked up by the Bulldogs. So they have the possession. Robinson to Jones. Jones inside to Romero. Tries to split the double team, and how that's not a travel, I don't know, but the official's going to call a foul on Bear, and it'll be his first. Send Romero to the free throw line. Romero will claim the first. Johnny Lopez checks back into the game for the Bulldogs. Reedhead heads to the bench. And the second one, no good from Romero. It's going to go out of bounds off the Bulldogs. And Delta will get the ball back. Delta with an 11-point advantage. 4:09 left in the quarter. Bynum. Dribble drive, spins. Runner, no good on the floater, but he's going to go to line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws.
Three fouls on the court, two, and a Beaver. In turn.
Beaver called with his first foul. And Bynum will hit it off the front iron, no good. And Ryland now with his first point of the game. Delta back to a 12-point advantage. Robinson brings it up for the Bulldogs. Toss at the top of the key. Over to Romero. Romero to Lopez. They go underneath the Beaver. Back out to Robinson. Just inside the arc shot. No good. Rebound by Romero. Put back good. 42-32. Delta with the lead. 3.5 left in the third. Bynum at the left elbow. Bynum to Johnson. Tuck. Over to Lejo. Lejo into there. Easton. Going to be fouled. And they'll call that Hoop in the Harm. So they're going to the line for an and arm, sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Carlson will check back in for the Bulldogs. Eric Barris quickly pops up, and he will come in for Johnson. By the way, that was Robinson's second foul, if I haven't mentioned it. 13 foul on the Bulldogs, Delta, with just one here in the second half. Bear gets the bounce. Easton's got seven. 45-32 Delta. Carlson tries to work it inside. Steal by Delta. Bynum, one on two. Can't get it to go off the front iron. And Moffitt County gets the ball back. Lopez drives baseline, and they're going to call Bear for the foul. So that'll be his second foul, and Lopez will go to the line for two. First one no good. As it bounces around the rim and out. Beaver will check back into the game as Romero will catch a breather. And the second shot by Lopez is good. So it's 45-33, 3 minutes left. And the third, Delta with the lead there at the top of the key. And Skabinov drives the lane and can't get the shot to go, but Ryland to the line for two. Foul going to be on number 22, Beaver. That's his second. Bynum rattles in the first. Gets the second as well. So Bynum with 3 points on the afternoon. Delta with a 47-33 advantage. Biggest lead of the game for Delta is Moffitt County works it inside. Shots no good. Rebound Delta back out in front to Lejo. Shots no good. The Bears there to try to clean up the mess. His shot isn't good, but he'll go to the line for two. So Easton's free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company, looking to extend Delta's lead here. They'll plank it off the front iron. Delta with a 15-point advantage. Easton Bear with 8 points. Robinson works it inside. Now they work it back out around the perimeter. Carlson to Robinson. Robinson looks to drive. Now gets it to Beaver. Beaver will drive the lane as he finds some room. Now kicks it out to Jones for three, and it's good. Delta with it back to a 12-point advantage. 2:11 left in the third. Clay across the time stripe to Bear and to Bynum. Bynum tries to get in the lane. Does. Can't get it to go off the glass, and rebound by the Bulldogs. Beaver. It ends up in the hands of Jones for three from the right elbow. No good. Rebound Robinson. Kick out to Carlson for three from the left elbow. No good. Rebound to Eric Bear. Eric, top of the key. Gives it to Bynum. Bynum has it go through his hands, but he gets it back. Now Lejo. Lejo back to Bynum. Clay. Bynum. Bynum looks to dribble drive in the lane, and he'll be fouled. He's going to the line for another couple of freebies from the charity stripe.
Hold on, foul number five, Ryan Carlson in second. He's fouled from six. Bynum on the line.
See, the second foul called on Carlson.
Buy an all, get the first. Jay Heim comes in for Clay. Tucker Johnson will check in for Easton there. Nice hands to both of those gentlemen. Great interview. Nice talking and catching up with Easton there at halftime of the boys game. Really enjoyed that. Second shot from Bynum, no good. Rebound by Eric Ferris. He fights for it, and he'll get the putback. Eric's first 2 points of the game. Carlson with the ball. Right corner, and Reed head back to Carlson now. Lopez. Jones for three from the left elbow. It's good. 51-39 Delta, less than 60 seconds left in the third quarter. Bynum to bring it across the time stripe. Ryland to Leho. Leho, little head fake, shoulder fake. They work it into touch. Johnson off the glass, no good. And the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Clayton Cryer will check in for Bynum. Carlson across the time stripe. Kicks it out to Reedhead for three from the right corner. It's good. Draining threes now for the Bulldogs as they may convert it back-to-back shots there. Heim will drive. Now back out. Gets it to Bear. Bear for Tuck at the top. And Tuck says, I can do it too, and drains his own three. Tucker now with 16 points. Shot on the other end is good by the Bulldogs, and Carlson will go to the line for an and one. Carlson looking to cut into Delta's 10-point lead here. Cryer picks up his second foul, and Delta with a 9-point advantage is Carlson able to get the free throw. Tucker Johnson now to Leho. Leho, head fake, puts up the shot at the buzzer. No good. At the end of three, Delta leads 54-45. We'll take a break, come back for the final stanza. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide health care system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here. Delta leads by 9, 54-45. Mark Cantor along with you as Delta has possession to start the quarter. Cryer goes underneath to Leho, can't get the reverse to go, and the rebound by the Bulldogs. Delta has Heim, Cryer, Leho, Johnson, and Eric Bear on the floor as Carlson able to get the bucket. Long inbound goes to Leho at midcourt. He tries to get it into Johnson, tuck in the lane, floater good. So Tucker with 18. Carlson has this one. This pass knocked out of bounds by Heim. Inbound goes to Carlson. Carlson guarded by Leho. Leho. As Carlson gets in the lane, and they're going to call him for travel. You know, the fancy thing to do here is the Euro step in the lane, which is a couple of jump hops, you know, 2.5 steps, essentially. In the 1980s, it's a travel every time. Today, it's not.
Delta works around the perimeter. Heim now works it into Bear. Now it gets knocked back out to Leho. Heim for two. His foot was on the line as Heim gets his first bucket of the game. They work it in. Now back out. Jones for three. No good. Rebound Johnson. Time. Right core elbow for three. No good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Jones to Carlson. Carlson looks to drive. He'll kick it out to Jones. Ball fake. I think he thought about a three. Now they work it into Beaver. Beaver. That's a double dribble. As he actually, well, that wasn't called as a double dribble. He went to dribble again and just let go of the ball, waited for one of the Delta players to touch it. Tried to get it back, fell down, and got called for the travel. So regardless, it's a turnover back to Delta now. By the way, Bulldogs one foul away from the bonus as this ball gets knocked out of Clay's hands and a turnover back to the Bulldogs. Moffitt County now. As Carlson, that was Reedhead drives. Now they work it into Romero. Romero loses the handle, gets it back, puts his shoulder into Johnson as he hits the runner in the lane. Up ahead to Heim now. Heim looks to go baseline off the glass. No good. Rebound Bear. Bear underneath. Put back off the glass is good. Eric with four. He has five boards now on the afternoon. Carlson to Reedhead on the right corner. Shot is no good for three. Rebound Eric. Bear. Clay gets the ball, comes up with it, gets it ahead to Heim. Heim dribbles it off his foot. The ball was sitting there on the hardwood for just a second. Clay tried to get it. Instead, it's the Bulldogs. Carlson in the lane. Shot is no good, but I think he's going to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. First one's good. Brings Moffitt County back within 10 as Rylan Bynum will check back into the game. Shea Heim will grab some bench. Carlson has the Bulldogs back within 9. Bulldogs are sending pressure now as Bynum bringing it across the time stripe. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Clay. Clay going baseline, kicks it, tries to get it into the lane, and Johnson instead turns the ball over. Jones off, can't get the bunny, and Johnson comes up with the rebound. Clay with the ball in his head now. Bynum not sure what to do with it. Gives it to Clay. Now back to Bynum. He's waiting for something to get set up here. Bynum instead takes it himself. Tries to split the double team. They're going to call him for the walk. Oh, no. It's going to be a foul on the Bulldogs. And Bynum will go to the line for 1-1. Can't get the front end, but Johnson gets the rebound. Gets to Clay back to top for three from the right elbow. No good. Rebound Bynum. Can't get the putback, but he will be going back to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. 8 boards now for Johnson. And the timeout called by the Bulldogs. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
T5, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete training
laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
4:18 left in the game. Delta maintains a 9-point advantage, 60-51. Bynum to the line for two was the third foul called on Beaver. By the way, the Bulldogs are in the penalty now with 18 fouls. Delta only has four. Bynum does the rim job. No good on the first one. Jump clap. He'll make the second, though. Ryland with five. Delta sending some 2-1-2 zone pressure. Romero tries to get it across, goes to Carlson. They work it underneath. Shot blocked by Bear. Eric is play tries to split the double team, and he's going to go to the line for 1-1 as he is fouled. Foul called on Jones at his third. So Delta back to a 10-point advantage as Leo will check in for Pryor. Clay looking to extend the lead now. Clay goes ring around the rim and in. And he'll get the second. So Lando with seven. Carlson will bring it across the time strike. 4 minutes left in the game. Delta, 10-point advantage once again. Make it 11. Actually 12, 63-51. And fight for this loose ball. It's a foul on Clay. It'll be his first. 15 foul for Delta while Bulldogs have nine. Beaver inbounds to Romero, who's bust up for three from the left elbow. And Clay is blitzed as he goes for the rebound by Beaver. Leaves us his fourth, and Clay will go to the line for two as the Bulldogs into the double penalty now. Free throw, sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Clay will missed off the front iron with that one as Robinson checks in for Beaver. Clay rattles this one, can't get the bounce, and Bulldogs come up with the rebound. Carlson over to Robinson. Now they get in the lane, and Romero is good. Delta's lead cut back to 10. Clay across the time strike, gives it to Bynum. Bynum dribbles, has it knocked away, gets it back to Leho. Leho in the lane, kicks it to Johnson. Johnson, 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Romero. Carlson to Romero. Romero into the right corner. Now they go back to Reedhead. Now Robinson at the top. Carlson gets the ball. He's going to drive, tries to split the double team. Runner no good. Rebound Eric Bear. Clay with 2:45 left in the game brings it across. Delta a 10-point lead, 63-53. Delta continues around the perimeter. Leho to Bynum, has it stolen by Carlson. Carlson spins in the paint. Shot is good. He'll have the hoop in the arm.
That's pretty good on the play by number five, Brett Carlson.
Coming up for Delta is the home date next Friday with Basalt. Second foul called on Bynum, as Reedhead will take a seat on the bench. I think Lopez in for him. Bulldogs with the rebound. Jones spots up for three, no good. Rebound by Bear, and he's called for a travel. Rob Ames said he was pushed. Bear tells the official, yeah, I was pushed as well. Delta crowd not liking the call, but not the right call. So regardless, Moffitt County gets a gift here as they work it around the perimeter to Carlson for three from the right corner. It's no good. Bear comes up with the rebound up ahead to Robinson. No look by Leo. Probably should have looked. Instead, it's picked up by Romero, and he's called for the travel. Moffitt County crowd not a fan of that call. So Delta will call a timeout, and we will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on IU Sports Online.
Easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new, or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Shannon, back with you at Delta High School. 2:10 left in the game. Delta leads 63-55. Delta will have possession coming out of the timeout. Clay to inbound. Waits for it to set up. Goes deep to Bynum. Bynum, ball fake, drives the lane. Runner good. Ryland with 7 points. Moffitt County quickly back up the court. Robinson to Carlson. Back to Robinson. They work it around. This one to Jones. Jones to Romero. Not looking for the foul here. Romero gets it to Robinson for three from the left corner. No good. Out of bounds off of... I didn't think Delta touched it. So they're going to say it's out of bounds off of Delta. So another questionable call by the officials as Moffitt County maintains possession. Carlson, the right elbow, now looks to drive. Eurostep gets it to go. 65-57 Delta, 125 left as Leho gets the inbound. Now he'll bring it across the time stripe quickly into the lane. Fakes the pass. Now shot, no good. Too hard. Rebound by Moffitt County. Carlson looks to do it himself. To me, that's a travel. Instead, no call. Shot, no good. Rebound, Carlson. He'll get it back again, and shot no good, and now he's going to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Bonus
situation for the Bulldogs.
So, Delta now with 17 fouls as Carlson will make the front end of the 1-1. I guess the foul called on the floor. And he'll get the back end as well. 65-59 Delta. Now we've got full court pressure from the Bulldogs as Jones will commit the foul on Tucker Johnson, so Tuck will go to the line.
Let's just go. At the court. Tucker Johnson on the line for the Panthers. Two shots.
They'll miss the first one off the front iron. Makes the second. So Tucker now with 19. And Beaver. It's the three ball from the left corner to bring the Bulldogs within four, and A timeout called by the Bulldogs. We will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta was progressing out of the timeout at 66-62, 53 and a half seconds left here in the Panther Den. Full court pressure coming from the Bulldogs trying to force a turnover here. Is Delta looking to get the ball in? It goes to Johnson in the left corner. Johnson trying to get out of trouble. Gets it ahead to Leho. Leho. Going to be called for a travel. Rob Ames arguing he never lifted his pivot foot. He's saying that the Bulldogs keep traveling up and down this court, and you don't call it. Now you're going to call it on us? No way. 44 seconds. Jones to Romero. Romero throws it to Beaver. Rebound Romero, that one goes to Lopez, shot no good, and Bynum comes up with the rebound. Bynum's going to be fouled. He's going to go to the line for two. Carlson picks up his fourth personal foul there. Bynum to the line for two, is dealt in the double bonus. Really likes some insurance. Baskets here. Gets that one. Bynum gets the roll on that. So still a two-possession game, but a six-point advantage. 22 seconds left. Carlson gets the screen. Gets it over to Beaver. Beaver back to Jones. Jones to Beaver. Beaver for three. Puts up the wild one. That's a jump ball. It's going to stay. As it gets stuck in the rim, it's going to stay. Moffitt possession. 9.8 seconds left. Delta ahead by six. Lob inbound goes to Jones. 10-footer's good. Delta will have possession. Goes to Bynum. Bynum has it knocked away and out of bounds. Carlson knocks it out of bounds. Delta will maintain possession with 1 second left on the clock. So Delta just needs to get the inbound here. They're up by four. Just get it in. There it is. And all Bynum had to do was touch it. That we'll conclude this contest. Delta wins 68-64. We'll take a break and come back to the post game. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Do you need help to relax? Or maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic massage she has the power
to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Group.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We'll take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Art Kanner back with you as Delta comes away with the victory here. Taking a look at some of the stats, Tucker Johnson with 19 points, 8 boards, and a steal. Easton Bear had 8 points and 6 boards. Eric Bear had 4 points and 7 boards. Brett Leho, 17 points and 3 assists. Landon Clay, 7 points, 6 assists. 3 boards. Ryland Bynum with 9 points, the majority of them coming from the free throw line. Actually, all of them may have come from the free throw line. He had 2 assists and 3 rebounds. So, as I mentioned, Delta tangles with the Basalt Longhorns coming up on Friday. Boys will follow the girls. The girls' tip is scheduled for 6 p.m. You can catch all that action right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score of today's boys' game, 68-64. The girls with the victory earlier, 65-32. That's going to wrap it up from Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, and you've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night, folks.